Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome again. God bless you. This is Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. We're happy to have you as always. Our desire is to always to bring you the truth from the grassroots level. We tell all our customers to and friends to share their biblical experience so we can all grow by. Our subject, where does faith looks? Where does faith look? Father, we thank you right now, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you to bind, seal, and hand through all the airways and all the those desire to call in, O God, in the name of Jesus, to look upon this subject. And God, that we might be able to grow in your efforts and your ways. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Jesus said, follow me. Amen. Follow me, and he is the way, he is the truth, and the life. Amen. No man can come unto the Father but by him. And Lord, we thank you for the direction he gives us. Amen. He is the truth. He is the life. Amen. And he's the light. Amen. Nobody can see. Amen. But God. And God sees all and hears all. Amen. So he is the one that helps us. Amen. St. John 14 and Thomas said unto him, Lord, fifth verse, we know thy whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Amen. If we have known the Father, amen. If you have known me, you should have known my Father also. And from henceforth we know him and have seen him. Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it suffices us. And Jesus said unto him, have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me? Philip, he has seen me, has seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Amen. We have those of us of the faith in Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, he that believeth in him, amen. He told Martha and Mary during the time of Lazarus, he said, he that believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Amen. Jesus is life. Amen. He's a lamp. He's a life. Amen. To those that believe in him and those that have him. Amen. That he that is in us is greater than he that is in the world. So it behooves us. Amen. To have faith in Jesus Christ. 1 John 4:4, it said, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God. Because many false prophets are going out into the world. Hereby know we the spirit of God. Everyone that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. Every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof you have heard that it should come, and even now already is in the world. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Amen. We thank God, as always, all for all of you that are here, amen, in the studio, amen. We ask you to call a friend and tell a friend, amen, that Doctrine of Truth is on the air, amen, our desire always to hear testimonies and, amen, visions and dreams. Amen. You can call your friend and call your neighbor, amen, and tell them to dial 1-855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. Amen. And you push 1 on your phone. Those of you being in for the first time, amen, you push 1 on your phone and we'll text you in. We will not give your area code. We will not give your name, but we'll give you area code and your last 4 digits. You don't have to give your name. Amen. All programs are being recorded for study. Amen. And we want you to be relaxed and be, amen, able to voice yourself. Amen. Feel freely. Amen. Concerning what is being said. What is being said, amen, always is your opinion and your increase what God has given you. And we always come together, amen, as iron sharpening iron, amen, like Proverbs says, amen. And we're here to help one another. We're here to love one another. And Jesus said, by this we shall know that they are mine when they have love one for another. Amen. It should not be in the body of Christ, but yet and still, amen, we're all striving. We're striving to do better, amen, because every teaching, amen, has come from different levels, different people, different pastors, different countries, different languages. But the whole desire is the word of God, amen, that we be edified. We be edified, and as we come together, amen, the Holy Spirit will quicken us and illuminate our minds, amen, that we'll be able to comprehend what's being said. Where does faith go? What does faith look? Amen. Faith doesn't look back. Faith doesn't look back. Amen. Faith is going forward. Amen. God is leading and guiding. Amen. He doesn't want you to backtrack. Amen. To go into things that you can't fix. Amen. It's already been done. It's already been done. And already have been with Christ. It already has been forgiven. Amen. But we have to go forward. Go forward. Like Hebrews 11 says that faith is the substance of things hoped for. Amen. That's what we're hoping for. Amen. It's not the things that we've already been through. Amen. But we're going forward. Amen. And looking forward to better things, better places. God has better places and better things for us. Amen. God has given us, amen, revelation and dreams. Amen. That's going forward. He's given us, amen, the prophecy. We can speak forward things. We can speak clarity. Amen. So God is not a God of the past. He's the God of the future. He's the God, amen, enabling us to see what he has, what he already has prepared for us. Amen. He has given us greater things ahead, but you yourself have to find it out by going forward. You cannot, amen, constantly backing up, trying to correct things that had happened 10 years ago, 5 years ago, amen, even last week. Amen. That's not what God, there's certain things, amen, in your past, amen, it better you, it encouraged you to go forward, make you a better person, amen. It helps you have more experience, amen. Help you have you learn in your learning, but you constantly have to go. You have to keep moving. Life is moving. Life is always moving. Amen. We'll share a couple of scriptures, amen. There are many more out there that have. I'm quite sure you have things, amen. The Bible says, for Proverbs 23:7 says, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Amen. When you come to conclusion of things and you become, you are becoming what you imagine yourself to be. Amen. You can becoming what you imagine yourself to be. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Amen. So God give you good thinking. Amen. God give you positive righteousness thinking concerning the future, about yourself. Amen. When we come to Christ, Amen. The Lord begin to work on us, encourage us that you are somebody. Amen. That you can do things, that you can be, amen, better than you are now. Amen. So God always fixing on us and helping us, amen, correct our ways and showing us a godly way through Jesus' teaching. Amen. Job made a statement one time in Job 3:25. Amen. Job said, "For the things which I greatly feared is come upon me, and that which I was afraid of is come unto me." Amen. We have to be very conscious about what we begin to concentrate on. Amen. Because that which you continuously concentrate on tend to grow, make you stronger. And that which you ignore, amen, begin to grow weaker. If you draw nigh to God, God will draw nigh to you, James said. Amen. The more you concentrate in God, the more you develop yourself in Christ and scriptures and prayers, fasting and praying and giving, amen, you get stronger. So when you resist the world and turn away from the world, amen, you tend to find that you lose your appetite for the world. Amen. If you draw nigh to God, God will draw nigh to you. Amen. So if you resist the devil, he'll flee from you. He'll flee from it. John the Baptist said, amen, when Jesus' ministry was beginning to move around, amen, John said, "I must decrease in order for him to increase." Amen. So the more you come to God, the more you give yourself to God, the stronger you get. The stronger you get. Amen. In Philippians 4 and 8 say, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things." Philippians 4 and 8. Amen. What you meditate about tend to become reality. Amen. What you meditate about tend to become reality. Constantly, not only giving yourself, amen, like what do you say, you be, amen, whatever you thinketh, amen, but when you begin to meditate and let it soak in, amen, and concentrate on and give yourself to it, amen, the more you find these athletes, they practice and practice, musician practice and practice, the more you begin to give yourself to that, amen, the more you find yourself, it becomes reality that you want to drive, fly an airplane or drive, amen, a car. The more you give yourself to that and concentrate on how to better yourself, amen, you begin to find that you get more confidence, amen, in drawing or driving or a musician, amen, a doctor, a lawyer, because of the fact, amen, faith is taking you there. Faith is looking forward. You're not looking back at anything. You're just looking forward. You're looking forward. Amen. So there's some principles, amen, there's some controlling laws, amen, that governs faith and also you. Amen. 1 John 5 and 15 says, if we know that he heareth us, talking about Jesus, we know that we have the petition that we desire of him. Amen. If you know God hear your prayer, amen, you know him as your Lord and Savior, and you know him, amen, as the one that saved you and helped you, God tends to go, he leads you forward. The Holy Spirit will lead you forward. Amen. He will not try to degrade you or go against any of your past sins or any of your past problems. Amen. God is always leading you forward. Faith is looking forward. Faith is not looking back. Faith is looking forward. In the book of Acts, amen, in the book of Acts in the second chapter, amen, in the day, amen, when they all gathered in the Spirit of God, Amen. Jesus told him to go into the upper room and wait for the promise of the Father. Amen. When we begin to wait for the promise of the Father, amen, everything God has given us is a future. God plans future blessing and prop and answers in our life. God always going forward. God is always looking to help us, to guide us. He's always, amen. Once you begin to know him, amen, and get to more of a fellowship with God, amen. If you have a problem, he'll give you the answer. He'll give you the answer. He'll direct you and let you know. That's why Jesus said, I'll be with you always, even to the end of the world. He's preparing a place for us. Amen. So with God, amen, we can feel comfortable in talking to him concerning our problems and our trials. So faith is pushing forward. Faith is saying, okay, we can make it. We can answer. Amen. You can do all, Paul said, I can do all things in Christ that strengthen me. Amen. That helps me. So faith is going forward. Faith is going forward. It might not look like it today. Tomorrow is a new day. Amen. You can't get tomorrow. You can't get today after the day, after so many hours that you have viewed this program. Amen. And when we all close out, amen, you can get the results of the program, but we can't go back and fix what's been said, amen, in our physical minds. Amen. I know sometimes we say things and do things, and we're sorry about it. Amen. But God say, okay, let's go forward now. Let's go forward. If good or bad, you still got to go forward. Time is going on. Amen. Time is going on. A new day, a new season is going forth. God has set up things to go forth as a law. Amen. It's for us to be a part of that. We can be a part of that. We can be a part of it. God wants us to be a part of it. Amen. So in the day of Pentecost, just for one reason, the Spirit of God come into our life. When you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior and surrender unto him, and the more you give yourself to Christ, the more you begin to understand and have compassion, amen, for as having God, let God take control of our decision-making, and he want to share in our decision-making and our daily walk, amen, consulting him in prayer. Amen. Consulting him, amen, in worship. That's giving, amen. That's reading and fellowshipping with him, amen. You'll find, amen, that God is always encouraging. He's always encouraging to you, amen. I know, we all here. That's why we're fellowshipping one to another, amen, that we can all share one to another. And God doesn't want us to be hibernate from the world and hide out from the world. He wants us to be in the population, rubbing shoulders. Amen. We are the wheat among the chaff. Amen. Amen. As long as you love God and follow God, they might feel, and you might feel sometimes, we don't go feeling, but the words can hurt you. Amen. People can say things, and you want to be pleasing. Amen. The enemy used them to try to hurt your feelings, to try to disrespect God, disrespect your fellowship, disrespect for where you fellowship at, amen, the things that you're trying to do. But nevertheless, Jesus knows all about that. He knows about rejection. He knows about loneliness, amen, amen, of grief and sorrow, amen. He knows about all of that. And thank God, there's no avenue that you can walk in God don't know nothing about through his son, Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit, amen, amen. When the Spirit fell upon all the men and women in the upper room, John 2:17, when it come to pass in the last day, he said, God, I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Amen. You can speak things to help your future. Words does matter. You can speak things to help your future. And we're talking about, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Proverbs was saying that. Amen. And Philippians say, think on these things. Amen. You can speak and talk to things in the future. Amen. Over your life. Amen. And that's why God give us, amen, his spirit. Amen. To equalize. Amen. To bring victory in your life. He wants us to have more abundant life. Amen. Young men going to see visions. Amen. Young men, can see visions. Old men dream dreams. Amen. The handmaids, amen, can prophesy. Amen. Speak over the children, the women. Speak over the children and talk over situations. So always the basis is that, amen, God goes forward. God is going forward. The enemy wants you to back up. He wants you to go back to the past. He wants you to get involved in things that you can try to correct. Amen. But you're going to miss. You're going to miss the future for you. You're going to miss the blessing God's got for you. Amen. If we're like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that means that tree grows. It doesn't, your spirit, amen, your mind and your soul always reaching, is always developing, is always maturing, amen, in God. Amen. You can get a place in God. You can start speaking and praying. Amen. Things will happen. Amen. So let's look forward to that. We are in the last days. And this Acts chapter 2, amen, tell us about that. When people they say, oh, we're not in the last days. Well, the Spirit of God is in the churches, in the assembly. Amen. Those that want to talk about this, not the last days, they want other proof. Amen. Signs and wonders. Amen. But the book of Moses, in the book of Moses, in the time that Moses brought the people through the Red Sea and he delivered them through Pharaoh. Amen. That was to go showing how God's spirit. Amen. Those that want to see signs and wonders and hope that will change man's mind, no man being deceived. The Holy Spirit, amen, would always point you forward. He would always prophesy forward things. Amen. People can't speak negative things to you and expect you to grow. Amen. You have to learn and understand. Amen. Faith is looking forward. Yes, we get discouraged. Yes, we get down. Yes. Amen. We hurt. We bind things up. But you always got to go forward. You have to go forward. All right, we're going to open up the phone lines. We want to go into the studio now and, amen, hear what you and you and you and you and you and, oh, man, we thank God for you, amen, that what you have to say, because that's what we're about. That's what this broadcast is about. We're here to come together and sharing and listen to one another, amen, hoping to glean something from each other, experience, hoping to glean a word. Amen. Hoping to glean maybe a prophecy, a word or a vision that God will give unto us. The Holy Spirit come together when we have two or three. Amen. God said when two or three come together, there he be in the midst. Amen. God says that when, amen, two or three of us come together, amen, regardless of whatever the situation, God is there. And we're using what we have. And you utilize what God give you, amen, you'd be surprised that the power you have, amen. Joseph went through a lot of things, but Joseph stayed with God, amen. All the prophets, they went through a lot of things, all the brethren, but they kept the faith, amen. You keep the faith, amen, you'll get hope, because God is alive and he's not dead. He's alive and not dead, but you have to touch him. Amen. The more you touch him and come to him, amen, and strive and talk to him sincerely from your heart, amen, you'll find that he's there. He's there all the time. Amen. So we'll be honest and sincere with God because liars have no part in heaven. Because God believes in our word. If we speak our word from the honest from our heart and talk to him from your heart, amen. That's how you get saved, by your heart. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart, amen, that God will forgive you of your sin and that he'll help you and give you a better life, amen, you can be saved. You come into him. So that's why with the mouth and the heart is powerful in God's eyesight. Amen. You can speak and talk for God in your heart. You can move him. Amen. He knows when you're sincere. He knows, amen, that you're speaking truth. Amen. So faith will take you in that direction. It'll let you know. Amen. All right, we're going to our studio. Our technician is standing by. Amen. And to press 1 on your phone. Those of you on for the first time, amen, you can dial 1-855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. Amen. If they put you in, amen, we'll call your area code. All right, we're looking at area code 561. The last four digits is 9758. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you,
Pastor. How
are
you doing? Good afternoon.
God bless you, Pastor. How are you tonight?
Yes. All right. Yes. Just thanking God for the word on tonight as you was talking from Acts 2 and how, and just to reminisce on the scripture, how they were all on one accord. And all I could say tonight, we have to learn how to come together, you know, and be on one accord. And that scripture was in my spirit from Psalms 30. I mean, I think it's Psalms 133. How pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together. And where there is unity, there is strength. So tonight we have to learn how to be on one accord. You know, we have to be on one accord. This is the only way our ministries can get to the next level. We have to learn how to get on one accord. So we have to learn how to stay connected and stay on one accord when it comes to what the scripture was read in. So that lets me know tonight that they've got on one accord. Maybe one prayed, maybe one song, maybe one testified. So that lets me know tonight that we have to learn as Christians to just stay on one accord. And as you were saying, if the Bible says if two or three touch the agree in my name, that he will be in the midst. So we trust God to be in the midst. And like the word said, that if anyone is sick among us, that we are to call for the elders of the church. So we bless the Lord tonight for the scripture that was read and for the word that was given on tonight. We thank God for the word on tonight. It was a blessing, that message that was given tonight. So I bless God for the word tonight.
God bless you, Pastor. Always good to have you. And thank God for that, amen, the insight of bringing us. We always have to be on one accord. You know, it's power. Sometimes we neglect the power when we come together. Amen. Just two or three, amen, come together. That's power in God's eyesight and power. Amen. We can move. We can move things. Amen.
Amen.
All right. God bless you. God bless you. We're going to 954, every code, 4427. 954, 4427. God bless you.
Good evening, Bishop.
God bless you.
Good evening, Bishop. God bless you. I wanted to, tonight, in the name of Christ Jesus, bless the broadcast and thank God that we have a place to come together where not only iron sharpens iron, but we can learn from one another. And, you know, the word says that wisdom cries out in the marketplace, and certainly, we all have devices in our hands that was created in the marketplace that we can call in and that we can learn and grow in the Word. When I look at this topic tonight, where does faith look? It reminds me of this, that first of all, understanding that faith does not react to emotions or feelings.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we must stay in prayer. Now, prayer needs to be understood as plain. Prayer is communication with God.
Okay.
Now, in order to have faith, you got to hear the word. You got to hear the word being preached. You got to study the word. You got to open up your Bible, and you got to study the word. You got to study the word so that you can speak the same language to God. Now, when you go to communicating with God, you want to be able to speak the same language. You know, when you in the natural world, when you're talking with people, if whatever subject they're talking about, you want to be able to relate to them in that same area. Well, when you're praying, which is communicating with God, and you want to continually pray to God on a regular basis, then you need to understand what language you need to be praying to God, because God responds to his word. Faith responds to God's word. It doesn't respond to your emotions or feelings. So you wonder, when you study the word, you get your Bible and you study the word and you're listening to the word being preached, you know the language. So when you go to pray, which is communicating with God, you are speaking the same language to him. What will happen at some point, because you're speaking the same language, your spirit now is in harmony with God, and the next thing you know, your spirit will conquer the flesh, when you will start feeling the faith on you in your flesh, where you'll start walking with an oil over you, or oil of anointing on you. So you now, your flesh began to walk in faith, and you won't have to wonder where faith looks. Faith is in you and on you, because now your flesh is in agreement with your spirit. My father told me when I was a little boy, he said, "Listen, son, when you walk like you're going somewhere to do something. Walk with a purpose."
All right.
You know, there's some people walk like they don't care if they ever get where they're going. But he said, "Always walk upright so it looks like you're going to do something." And that's where what happens when you study the right language so that you can speak God's word to him, and then faith is all on you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. All right. As always, amen. Thank God. That's a good statement. Our older generation, our parents, always give us some words, amen, of wisdom, amen, to help us understand. Amen. And we might not know where to get it from, but now we know we come from the Bible. Walk like you're going somewhere. You know, that's going to be, like Paul said, and we're not just beating the air. Amen. We know what we're about. We know what we're going. And Paul said, "I'm putting behind the things that I left behind. I'm looking forward. I'm looking forward." Amen. All right. As always, we thank God for the caller so far. We're going forward. As always, time is moving on. Days are moving on. And the book of Psalms was the 90th song, and David was recording, amen, the 90th division of Psalms. And David was saying, amen, he said, "Lord, help us to number our days. Help us to number our days." Amen. Teach us, the 90th song in the 12th verse, "Lord, so teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom." Amen. Help us to, you know, put every day into account. What did we do today? Amen. What did we do today towards God's business or our business? Amen. What did we do today? Because today is gone. Today is about gone. Those have been reviewing this broadcast being recorded, but the time is about gone. Time is winding up. Amen. These last days, don't want proof of the last days, but the Spirit of God coming on, amen, like Joel in Acts chapter 2, amen. It's a sign of the days, sign of the last days. Joel said, in the last days, amen, God going to pour out his Spirit upon all flesh, amen. So there are many people accepting God's Spirit as he come, amen. In the book of Ecclesiastes, the 9th chapter, wanted to share, amen, those that calling in, you can push one on your phone. As always, we're in the studio now and looking for your comments, your vision, your dreams, amen, because about looking forward. If we number our days, we pray and ask God, whatever situation you get into, you can get out of. Amen. God is there to help us. Many of us have made bad mistakes and problems over the years, and the Spirit of God help us to get out. And not only that, but you can help others. You can help others. Amen. Notice here, amen, in Ecclesiastes, the 9th chapter, and the 14th verse, say, there was a little city and few men within it, and there came a great king against it and besieged it and built a great bull wall against it. Now there was found in it a poor wise man, and he by his wisdom delivered the city. Yet no man remember that same poor wise man. Then said I, wisdom is better than strength. Nevertheless, the poor man wisdom is despised, and his words are not heard. Amen. The words of the wise men are heard and quiet more than the cry of him that ruleth among the poor. Wisdom is better than weapons of war. Amen. But a sinner destroys much goods. So God always equipped us. The word of God let us know the things that we learn in today will help somebody in the future. Amen. What you're learning through God and the things that you're going through, amen, that word through has to be always have to be pronounced. It always has to be amplified because the enemy let us know and through his efforts, oh, you're never going to get out of this. You're never going to, amen, the psalmist say, amen, you might weeping through the night, but joy coming in the morning. Amen. God, amen, always have help for his people. God is always helpful for his people. A righteous man can fall 7 times. Amen. Not that he want to fall, not that he's looking to fall and tempt God. Amen. But the Lord would help him up every time. He can look forward of getting better and getting up. Amen. Because there's many devices and tricks of the devil. Amen. But God got give us power to overshadow him. Because God, amen, through him, we have the victory. We have the victory. Brother, we got the victory. All right, we're going to open up the lines, as always, again, those of you that are listening. Amen. Not only that, but you can go to our website, amen, after this broadcast and view many more, amen, episodes. Amen. You can go to www.jciministries.org. Amen. www.jciministries.org. Amen. Faith is always looking up. He's always looking to find a way. Amen. Ecclesiastes, the 9th chapter, says, this little old poor man, this king surrounded the town. Amen. And it lets you know a lot of time it's not about money. Wisdom is poor. This poor man, little old poor man, in this. Amen. And they, through faith and through looking for God to help us, amen, the little poor man had a word and some direction from God, and they Save the whole town. Save the whole town. Amen. God always have us looking forward. He never have us looking back at the past. I know the devil will bring up things that you forgot about 400 years ago. Amen. You forgot about. And all of a sudden, you just, why your mind fall on this? Amen. You look at something and boom, your mind snap back. Amen. You can rebuke the devil. Amen. The Proverbs says that as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So those things don't have to go to your heart. You can rebuke it. Amen. Your mind come up, and, amen, and begin to wonder. Amen. Keep your mind on Christ. He'll keep your purpose and peace. So we strive in God's word. Amen. Through his word, songs, spiritual songs. Amen. There's always a wrestle. Amen. With the word of God. But it's a sword to our spirit. The more you increase, the more you give yourself to God, the stronger your mind get, the stronger your spirit to get. Amen. So we're talking about faith. Amen. Where does faith look? Amen. Where do you look in trouble? Where do you look in sickness? Where do you look when men and women and neighborhood things go wrong? Amen. Where do your mind point you to? Amen. That's what we're kind of talking about. Amen. There's so many things going on these last days. Amen. And we have a duty. We have a duty. All right, we're back. We're in the studio. We always welcome to have you and you and you and you and you and you. Just press one on your phone. I know, amen, we want anyone, you know, we can say good things, but we try to be in love because love is more powerful. If it weren't for God, the God that, amen, the God of creator of all mankind, if he wasn't loving, we wouldn't have nothing to look forward to. We won't have nothing to look forward to. Amen. The enemy come to steal, kill, and destroy. Amen. All right, we're back at 954-4427. Amen. God bless you.
Yes, Bishop, I just wanted to come back. You know, we're talking a lot about faith, and I just want to make sure that someone new or fresh understand why we're so on faith. See, faith is it, the proof of faith is faithful. And the reason why we are speaking so strong on faith is the fact that God is always faithful to his word. That's why why I want you to study the word and speak the language of the word always, because see, God is going to always honor his word and be faithful to his word. If God said it, he's going to be faithful to his word always. So you study his word and meditate on it, when that word is inside of you like a fountain flowing out of you, and that's your communication to God, well, then God's going to honor his word. He's going to be faithful always to his word. So now you talk about blessing you and keeping you and having a covering over your life. Your faith in staying in the word and speaking God's word back to him, God's going to be faithful always to honor his word. So that's the thing about faith that you need to really know, is that God is always faithful to his word. So if you're speaking God's word in any situation, God is always going to honor his word.
All right. Very good. Today, amen, I was around to get some checkup and was talking with a lady, the nurse, and somehow or another we got in about the young people in the generation. And she came up and said, you know, this generation is not getting good counseling. They're getting wrong direction. Amen. The word of God always leads us in the right direction. Amen. Faith always takes us that way. And like I say, without the word of God, amen, God go on his word. Heaven and earth will pass away, but his word, no, sir, his word. Amen. Very good as always. Amen. All right. Just press one on your phone. We're getting ready to turn the corner. Amen. We try to get everybody in. as much as possible. Amen. And that's what we're here for. Amen. That we can talk it out. We can talk it out. Amen. We can share one for another. All right. Area code 305-4271. God bless you.
Bless you, Bishop.
God bless you, Doctor.
All right. I've been having some technical problems here, but I finally got made
right.
It. Like you said, hello to all those that are listening. The Lord gave me a simple approach, you know, for my usage. And it may be a little different, but I thought about we having faith, we have to work
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
It pleases God for us to work it. But now
mm-hmm.
the scripture teaches that this faith we talking about worketh by love. Amen. And
mm-hmm.
and what we have to do, what God wants us to do, rather, he wants us to focus greatly on one another. You see, we get nowhere unless we are associated with one another. And I thought about Bishop High. It may be happening now, but I used to hear, on Wednesday, I can't wait to Sunday. I can't wait to get with the saints. You know, I need to see Sister Mary do her dance. There was a great focus through the week. You understand? Trying to get to church. And see,
yes,
that's not saying much, but it pleases God for us to consider one another, even in the presence, you see, one another. Now, I don't know how much of that going on now, but this is really how faith works, you see. And God is pleased when we demonstrate this by love, see. So that's
mm-hmm.
what I want to say. God is faithful to his word, even when we kind of sluggish. Now, he must be faithful. You see what I'm saying? Like the caller just said. But what am I going to do with this word of God? Yeah, we study. But what am I going to do? It's humility multiplying in my life. You see? It's love getting stronger. You see, am I getting rid of my habits and you see what I'm trying to say? We got to let this thing work by love so that we can really enjoy one another, because that's what God wants us to do. This is why Jesus brought us together, and we exhibit our faith greatly when we really is loving on one another. Thank you, Bishop.
All right, very good. Faith and go. Amen. James even broke it down. James said, what is faith without works? What you going to do? What you going to do? What, you know, God say he's going to help you. And we had brought into, came across a revelation I had to relate to the church about, amen, planting seed. We plant a seed, amen, but the farmers, they know how to water it and nourish it until it start growing, but you just can't go out there and put a seed in the ground and don't do nothing with it. If you
no, sir.
Want God to help you, amen, do something, and he'll be with you to help you work it. He'll be here to help you work it. So what is faith without work, without promising? All right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. All right. Then we, amen, we'll take one more caller, or two more callers here. Amen. Tell what, where do faith look? Amen. What are we looking for? What do we want God to do? Amen. And you got his word. You got his support. He's right by your side. Amen. He encouraged you. Amen. But we got to go forward. Amen. That's one thing. Amen. We just can't sit, amen, and not do anything with what God got for you. Jeremiah said, like fire. It's like fire shut up in my bones. I got the word, but I got to get it out of me. I got to do something. Amen. All right, we can take one more caller. You know, time's going forward. Time going forward. Amen. You know, you have a lot of young brothers, those that are in Christ, just hold on. Those of you just start out in Christ, amen. The more you give yourself to Christ, amen, the more you give yourself to God, you got to give yourself. You believe in him, you accept in him, start giving yourself physically trust in him. Amen. John said, I must decrease in order for him to increase. Amen. Do something towards your problem. Do something, and God said he'll be with you. Do something. The Lord said, Paul said in Philippians, we read it, and said, amen, I can do all things in Christ. Amen. Do something that strengthens me. Put him to test. Put him to test. Speak the word over yourself. Speak the word over your problem. Amen. He gave us a mouth to get saved. If we believe in our heart and speak it out of our mouth, amen, and you speak it truthfully, it'll happen. It'll happen. It will happen. Definitely happen. Amen. I'm a true witness. This broadcast is a witness. Amen. Faith grows. Amen. Faith grows. Say many times we started out at 15 minutes. Amen. We worked to 30 minutes. Now we're up to an hour. Amen. It's just growing. Amen. Growing in my spirit, growing in you. For thank you for God prompting you to call and talk, telling others to call. Amen. It's growing. Faith is always growing. Amen. We're like a tree. Amen. You're like a tree. It grows. You grow. Amen. All right. You have another caller. Amen. Press 1 on your phone. Okay. Look like we're back at 305. 4271, 305-4271,
I believe. I just wanted to add that your faith will intensify, but regardless of what my problem is, I got to take the time and give myself to God, because he can fix anything. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
You got troubles. Sometimes you need somebody to talk to, and just like nobody understands, you got to find yourself a spot, get with God. You really believe that he is, you see. He say he'll diligently help you, won't he? So then what you have to do, exhibit your faith. You got to point this thing. You got to look at it and say, oh, it's true. You see, somebody may say, well, I don't believe it. Well, you don't believe it, but I'm looking at this thing until I can bring it into focus. Your face has a focus, you see, and you give yourself. God can fix you. This is what we have to do. That's why I pointed to the early days when they say, oh, man, I just can't wait to get back to church. Going to Bible study, man, you know what? I got some on my mind I want to bring before the class. You see, put it out there. Let God fix it. He really will. That's what I want to add.
All right, very good, very good. Like I said, we got to get it out there. Amen. In these times today, amen, we definitely have to exhibit our faith. Amen. Being angels, amen. These days, for the younger people, and because of the conditions of the environment, amen. We have to kind of speak it, amen. Encourage. There are many people need to hear the word of God.
That's right.
What faith brings. Faith, amen. The word, amen. Without faith, hearing. A lot of them are not hearing. They're not hearing. Amen. To bring that confidence in them about God. Yes, sir.
And you know, Bishop.
Go ahead.
You got to make yourself happy. Get happy. You see, yeah. you just can't. You got to point this thing toward God. He'll join you. He waits for us to get his attention. You see, sometimes you start praying and seem like you just there by yourself, but you keep on talking to him, keep on talking. All of a sudden, the whole room lights up. You see what I'm saying?
Yes,
and it's all about faith. That's what God wants. See, he wants your company, but sometimes they look like he want to see how bad do you want his presence. You see? And it makes everything wonderful. Sicknesses jump up and run away from you. Pain, I've had pain. You know, Lord, let me talk with you just a few minutes. I don't know what's going on here. And all of a sudden, Bishop, see, like your pain jumps up and run off, because God will fix you, because we're his children. That's what I want to say.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right, go ahead and lead us in a prayer. Amen. We got time here. We take about two more prayers. Go right ahead.
Oh, dear Lord, we are grateful to be alive today. We thank you for your bloodshed. We thank you for the program tonight. We thank you for the efforts of the saints of God. Thank you for the prayers that have gone up for us. And we just thank you, God, that we are able to reside today with joy in our hearts. We thank you for what we are hearing tonight, and we thank you for what the Spirit is saying over the airwave. And we just bless you. We ask you to keep us, oh God, looking unto you. Help us to take this program, what Bishop is doing and saying here, and use it concurrently every day that we get the chance. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. All right, you ready to take another prayer? Amen. All right, 954-4427. Amen. Go right ahead.
Father God, we thank you for the broadcast that we are able to come and learn from one another. That we're, Father God, as we learn from one another, we receive the wisdom that we are growing spiritually. And as we grow spiritually, Father God, the joy that fills us, that comes from you, Lord God, we are able to go out and share it with others, that they too, Father God, may feel the zeal of your word, knowing, Father God, that they are never alone, that you are always with us. Help us, Father God, to live our lives according to your will. And this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. All right, we thank God for your calling as well. You can always go to our website, amen, www.jciministries.org, www.jciministries.org, amen. All right, we have another prayer. We're going to close out, amen, with a couple of scriptures. Isaiah 1:19 says, "Be willing and obedient, you shall eat good of the land. If you be willing and obedient, you shall eat good of the land." Amen. And Deuteronomy 29:9 says, "Keep therefore the words of this covenant and do them, that ye may prosper in all that you do." Amen. The words of God, the word of God. Amen. And the Galatians, amen, we find this. Now Abraham, the third chapter, 13 verse, 14 and 15, amen. He said, "Now to Abraham and his seed, where the promise is made, he said, not to the seed as many, but as to one, and to thy seed, which is in Christ." Amen. We ask your blessing, God, upon each and every one who call us, oh God, to continue to strengthen their faith, oh God, as they begin to lead them and guide them in a positive manner, in a positive way, because we know, Lord, you say you'll be with us always, even to the end of the world. We rebuke Satan's hand, and whatever weapon he's trying against his people will not prosper. Lord, we speak, oh God, safety through the blood of Jesus Christ. Lord, we speak God, blessing upon anything that they try to do. Oh, God, you'll be like a tree planted by the river of water. Whatever they do will prosper. God bless you until next time. God bless you. We love you and keep the faith. In Jesus Christ we pray. Amen.